The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 8th chapter, text number 22 through 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in October of 1966 in New York.
Jashyantasthani bhutani yena sarvamidam tatam. We have been discussing about the transcendental world. The transcendental world is above this material sky. The material sky is also a part of the transcendental sky, or spiritual sky. It is covered only. This thing we have already explained. Just like the sky, some part of the sky is covered by cloud. The cloud cannot cover the whole sky. That is not possible. That is not in the power of the cloud. Only insignificant portion of the cloud, sky, is covered by cloud. Similarly, the unlimited sky, spiritual sky, and some portion of it, when it is covered by Mahatattva or a spiritual cloud, the portion which is covered, it is called material sky. This material sky is meant for the conditioned soul. Just like the prison house. What is this prison house? The prison house is a certain area of the state, walled, all side wall and protected, so that the prisoners may not come out. That is called prison. But it is within the state, within the city, and very insignificant portion. Similarly, this material manifestation is only a very insignificant portion of the spiritual sky, and it is covered so that we may not go to the spiritual sky. That is not possible. We cannot go, we cannot travel even in the outer space of this material sky. So yes, we have got very limited potency, but this is the situation. So there, in the spiritual sky, there are spiritual planets, and each planet, the Lord is manifested. There are innumerable planets. So here it is, that information is given in the Bhagavad Gita, that purusasya parapratha, that spiritual sky, the predominating personality of Godhead, is transcendent. Just like here, in every country, in every planet, there is a predominating personality. In your country, the predominating personality is President Johnson. Similarly, in every country, there is a predominating personality. Similarly, every planet, there is a predominating personality. So the same system is there also, but there is no rival. Purusasya parapratha. There, the personality of Godhead, there is nobody rival. Just like here, the predominating personality, President Johnson, when the next election will come, there will be so many rivals. But in the spiritual sky, there is no rival. In the spiritual sky, the supreme law is the supreme. And those who wanted to become rivals, they are put into this material sky under condition of the material nature. This is the difference between spiritual sky and material sky. The purusasya parapratha, there the predominating personality of Godhead is transcendental. Because there is no rivalry, there are also inhabitants in those planets. There are inhabitants, there are liberated souls. In the Bhagavad, we get information that their feature of the body is exactly like God. In some of the planets, the God is manifested in two hands, and some of the planets, the God is manifested in four hands. And the living entities, they are also of the same feature, the inhabitants or citizens, they are also of the four hands. And one cannot distinguish who is God and who is not God. This is called sarupa mukti, liberation of the same feature. There are five kinds of liberation. Sajidya, sarupa, salokya, shasti, samipya. Five kinds of liberation. The sajidya mukti is to merge into the impersonal effulgence of God. That is called sajidya mukti. If you like, you can merge your identity with the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, which is called Brahman, Brahma Jyoti. That you can do. But that is not very palatable. That we have discussed many times. But others, there are two schools of philosophers. One likes to merge into the existence of the Supreme and close his identity, individual identity. No more individual. That you can do. You close your identity. But that sort of merging is risky also, that you have several times discussed. But if you enter into some planet, spiritual planet, then you can have five kinds of liberation. One kind of liberation is sarupa. You can have body exactly like God. Sarupa. Salokya. You can live in the same planet. Salokya. Salokya and shasti. Shasti means you can have similar opulence as God has. Similar opulence. So as powerful you can become, that you are as powerful as God is. That is called shasti. And samipa. Samipa means you can always remain with God as one of the associates. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna is always with Krishna as friend. This is called samipa. So there are different kinds of liberation. Now anyone, any of these five kinds of liberation you can have. But out of the five, the sajidya mukti or the liberation by becoming merged into the existence of the Supreme is not accepted by the Vaishnava philosopher. We belong to the Vaishnava philosophical school, Vaishnava. Vaishnava means we want to worship God as He is and we keep our separate identity eternally to serve Him. That is Vaishnava philosophy. And the Mahavad philosophy, an impersonalist philosophy, is that they want to close their individual identity and merge into the existence of the Supreme. Now here, Lord Krishna does not advise you. That is a suicidal policy. That policy is neither recommended by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the Bhagavad Gita. Neither the Vaishnava philosophers, they accept it. To march. They don't wish to close their individuality. Lord Chaitanya, the stalwart amongst the Vaishnava philosophers, he said that he prayed Nadhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang bhajagadi sakamaye mamo janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahitu ki tari. The pure Vaishnava, unadulterated devotee of the Lord, they do not want even liberation. Don't want. They don't care for liberation also. What they want, just like in this prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahituki. I may remain your pure devotee birth after birth. That means, when there is birth after birth, there is no liberation. So he doesn't expect even liberation. When you are liberated, there is no birth. Either you remain in the spiritual planet or you merge into the existence of the Supreme, there is no more birth in this material world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays that birth after birth, that he doesn't care whether he is liberated or not liberated. He wants simply to be engaged in Krishna consciousness to serve the Lord, Supreme Lord. That is his philosophy. Never mind where he is. The devotee doesn't mind whether he is born in the animal society or human society or demigod society or any society. He simply prays to God that I may not forget you. I may be always engaged in your transcendental loving service. This is the symptom of pure devotion. Of course, a devotee, wherever he remains in the spiritual kingdom, even in this material body. But from his side, he does not demand from God anything for his personal superiority or personal comfort. So, Lord Krishna says that if you want to become one of the associates in that spiritual planet, then you have to become a pure devotee. Purusasya parapratya bhaktyalabhya. Bhaktyalabhya means you can attain that perfection by devotional service. That's ananaya. Ananaya means without any deviation. Ananaya. What is the deviation? The deviation is that we are sometimes inclined to become a devotee for some material benefit. So here it is said that ananaya, ananna bhakti, without any deviation, without any material profit, you have to become a pure devotee, then you can attain that spiritual planet. Now, what is the nature of God? That is also jashanta sthani bhutani jina sarvam idam tatam. The Supreme Lord, although he is personal, just like exactly a person like you and me, still, he is so immense grace that all these manifestations, spiritual or material, that is within him, and he is also all-pervading. All-pervading. By his different prasya-sakti vividhaivasyate, by his different energies, he is all-pervading. Everywhere you can, if you develop pure Krishna consciousness, you can see Krishna always before you. Premanyana charita bhakti vilevachanena. These stages are there. So these are explained in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Then again, Lord Krishna explained, this is for the devotee. Now, for ordinary persons, there are some chances how to enter into that spiritual kingdom. Here it is said, yatra kale tu anavrittim, avrittim caiva yogina, prayata janti tam kalam bhakshami bharatar sama. Now Krishna is explaining that, my dear Arjuna, there are different time indications of passing away from this material world. That I am explaining to you. Jatrakale, the time. Now, suppose at a particular, there are different, of course, in your country, I do not know what is the astronomical almanac, but in India, there is very and minute calculation of astronomical situation. When a man is born, his horoscope is made, and when a man dies, how does he go, where he is going, what is his situation? By astronomical calculation, they can say. So Krishna also accepting that principle, and he is confirming herewith that jatrakali to anavisti. If at some particular time I leave this body, then I may become liberated. That means no more my birth in this material world. Similarly, if I die at a particular moment, I will have to come back again in this material world. It is all chance. But that chance, accidentally or by some way or other, one may have. But for the devotee, there is no such chance. He is surely. Because devotee, sadā tadbhāva bhāvita. A devotee is always in Krishna consciousness, so there is no question of chance. He does not give any chance to think otherwise. Therefore, he is guaranteed. But for others, there are some chances like that, that in a particular moment, if he dies, if he leaves this body, then he can enter into the spiritual kingdom. Agni Jyoti Rahas Sukla Sanamasa Uttarayanam and Tatta Prayada Gachanti Brahma Brahma Vidojana. You know that the sun's movements are different. 6 months on the northern side and 6 months on the southern side. The sun is also moving according to Vedic calculation. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we get information that the sun is in the center of the universe. And it is also moving. As all other planets are moving, the sun is also moving. And the movement, I think it is calculated, that it is 16,000 miles per second. The sun's movement is like that. So, if we believe and we can see the sun's movement, northern side and southern side, so when a person dies during this movement of the sun on the northern side, then he can attain liberation. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic scriptures also. Dhumaratri satha krishna sanamasa dakkhinayanam tatra chandramasam jyoti jyogi prapunivartate. And if somebody dies at night and in cloud, and this is during the 6 months when the sun is on the southern side, then the yogi, a person who dies in that particular time, he comes back again in this material world. Sukla Krishna Guti Jeti Jagata Sasati Mati Ikoya Jati Anavitti Anna Avatati Puna. In this way, either this side or that side, that is accidental. But nobody can say when I am going to die. It is simply accidental. If somebody dies accidentally during this period as stated, so somebody can attain liberation and somebody may not attain. And that is doubtful. Naitasiti partha janan yogi manjhati kastana tasmat sarveshu kalesu yoga jutta bhavarjana. But one person who is bhaktuji bhakti yogi, who is always in Krishna consciousness, for him there is no question of such chance. It is sure. Even if he dies at the time of the southern and northern, he has nothing to concern about that chance. Because we have already discussed that at the time of death, if we can think of Krishna, that at once we are transferred to the Krishna Loka Krishna platform. So, therefore, Krishna advises, Tasma Sarvesu Kalesu Yogajukta Bhava. You always remain in Krishna consciousness. Always remain in Krishna consciousness. That is not very difficult. If you practice this Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then this practice will help you to be remain, because this Krishna and the Krishna and his spiritual kingdom is no different. Absolute. The Krishna, the sound vibration, and Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, the same. By sound vibration, you can have Krishna associated with you. Just like we are associating, we are sitting together. Similarly, while, you are walking on the street, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, that means Krishna is going with you. Just like you have seen, while walking on the street, you see up on the horizon, you will see the moon is going with you. The sun is going with you. And a long, I remember, and very long, it is about 50 years before, and when I was householder, my second son, he was about 4 years old, he was walking with me on the street, and he was asking me, Father, why the moon is going with us? Why the moon is going? Yes. The moon is, as you find that the moon is going with you, similarly, by chanting, if the moon has got such power, it's a material thing, it can go with you, don't you think the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, he cannot remain with you? Yes, he can. By his potency, he can remain with you. Provided you are also qualified to keep his company. If you are a pure devotee, and if you are always merged in the thought of Krishna, you should always remember that Krishna is with you. Krishna is with you. Lord Chaitanya has confirmed this version, absolute version, in his prayer. Nam nam kari bahuda nija sadva shakti tatyapita niyamita smarane na kala ita drisi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi duddaiva idrisha yaha janina anuraga. He is praying, my dear Krishna, my dear Lord, your name is always invested with all the potencies of your person. Nam nam, you have got all the potencies in name. And you have made it so easy that we can chant without any hard and fast rules and regulations. Suppose if you have to establish one temple of Krishna, you have got to observe so many rules and regulations, you have to spend money, you have to see its management. But here, by chanting, any man can have the same benefit of becoming nearer or in company with Krishna always and derive all the benefits out of it. Of course, there is benefit when you are associated with Krishna. So the same benefit, just like Arjuna is deriving the benefit being associated with Krishna. Similarly, you can also derive the same benefit as being associated with Krishna simply by chanting this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is possible. So Lord Chaitanya says, it is not my version. Lord Chaitanya says, who are realized souls, who is considered to be the authority and incarnation of Krishna. Krishna himself is saying that you have become so kind to these people of this material world, or of this age especially. that they cannot have any facility for understanding God. But God has descended in the form, in the sound form, transcendental sound form. Simply by vibrating, you associate with God. Simply by vibrating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It is so much kindness of the Supreme Lord that He wants to associate with you. So you should receive Him. It is not expensive. No loss on your part. Why don't you take this advantage? If there is any profit, why do you not care for it? Take this. Always chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Tasma sarveshu kalishu yoga yukta kamal. Therefore, my dear Arjuna, you should always be engaged in this yoga system. Yoga, in this transcendental form of yoga. You haven't got to do anything. You're controlling your breathing system or some gymnastic system, nothing. Simply, you haven't got to acquire any specific qualification to chant this Hare Krishna, just like in your country. This language is Sanskrit, and some of you do not know the meaning. Still, it is so attractive when we chant Hare Krishna in the park or any public place. Oh, all ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, they take part. So there is no rule or hard and fast rule for chanting. You just take to it, as recommended by Krishna here. Sarvesu kala, always, 24 hours, he will be completely safe, even in this dangerous position. You should always know that this material world is always dangerous position. Just like you started the peace movement. Why? You are thinking the danger is coming. Danger is coming. Yes, at any moment there may be danger of war declaration and all these innocent youths may be called to fight. So it is always, you may think that I am independent nation and this and that. You should always remember that this material world is full of danger. It is a dangerous spot. Therefore, who are Krishna conscious, who are devotee of Krishna, for them, this dangerous place is not suitable. This danger. Padang padang jag vipadana tesham. Padang padang. In every step, there is danger. This place is not suitable for the devotees of the Lord. Padang padang jat vipadagana tisham in the Bhagavad. They are not meant for remaining this miserable, dangerous place here. So, we have got this nice body, human form of life, with an advanced consciousness. Just merge it into Krishna consciousness and be happy. This is the sum and substance of this moment. You take advantage of it and be happy. Thank you.
The function of the chanting. Because the chanting seems to serve a function, at least for me, of which may be my own individual weakness, but nevertheless...
The chanting process is just to cleanse your mind. You have got so many misunderstandings about yourself, about this world, about God and about our interrelationship between these things. We have got so many misgivings. We are in the position of complete ignorance. This chanting will help you to cleanse your mind. Then we'll understand that this chanting Hare Krishna is not different from Krishna.
Yes, no, I mean as much as
one. Yes. So, in the beginning, we have to chant. We may be in whatever position we are, that doesn't matter. If we begin chanting, then our first benefit will be Chetadarpanamarjanam. The mind will be clear of all dirty things. Chetadarpanamarjanam. And then next stage will be Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbapanam. The next stage will be that the suffering, the miseries of this material world will subside. So we'll have to, make progress stage after stage. But any stage, you can adopt this means, any stage. There is no necessity of preliminary qualification that you have to come to this stage and then chant. From any stage, you can chant. Yes.
Well, secondly, I don't quite understand what material world is, because
material world is full of suffering and misery. Don't you understand it? Are you happy?
Sometimes I'm happy and sometimes I'm not.
No, you are not happy. That sometimes is your imagination. Just like a diseased man says, "Oh yes, I'm well." What is that well? He's going to die and he's well.
I don't claim any ultimate happiness.
No, you do not know what is happiness.
Whether it's greater or lesser.
Yes, you do not know what is happiness.
Well, of course, that sorrow and that suffering might add a spice to make that something that goes in between us.
No, the thing is that there are different kinds of misery. That we understand. That is our, due to our ignorance. We don't care for it. That's like a man who is suffering from since a long time. He has forgotten what is happiness. He has forgotten what is real happiness. Similarly, the sufferings are there already. Now, take for example, you are now a young man. Would you like to become old man?
I will become an old man in the process.
Now, you'll be forced to become old man, but you don't like
to be
old.
Yes, forced.
You'll be forced.
I don't.
If you don't like to become old man, you'll be forced to become old man.
It's one of the conditions of.
Yes, that condition is miserable.
I find it not.
No, you don't, because you are a young man. But ask any old man how he's suffering. You see, a diseased man. Do you want to be diseased?
I wouldn't stretch it out. I wouldn't.
No, just answer me. Do you like to be a diseased? Just answer.
What is disease?
You have never suffered from disease? You have never suffered from disease?
I've had the mumps and the measles, which is what everyone has.
Yes, everyone has that, because that does not mean everyone is now suffering from this winter season. But that does not mean that is not suffering. So we have to admit that we are always in suffering.
If I've never known happiness, I feel sure I've never known suffering, right?
That is due to ignorance. We are in suffering. We don't want to die. The death is there. We don't want to be diseased. The disease is there. We don't want to become old. The old age is there. So, and we don't, so many things we don't want, but they are forced upon us. And any sane man will admit that these are suffering. But if you are accustomed to this suffering, so you say it is all right, that is a different thing. But naturally, any sane man, he won't like to be diseased, he won't like to be old, and he won't like to die. You see, why this movement? Because if there is war, there will be death. So people are afraid, they are making agitation. There should be no war. So don't you do think that death is very pleasurable thing?
I have never experienced.
You have experienced several times you've died, you have experienced, but you have forgotten. Forgetfulness. Forgetfulness is no excuse. Forgetfulness is no excuse. Suppose a child forgot some suffering, that does not mean that he did not suffer.
No, I agree.
Yes. So suffering is there. We have to take person from realize souls from authorities, that this force, that's like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, that Dukkhala Masasvatam. This place is full of misery. So one has to realize, unless we understand that this place is miserable, there is no question how to get out of it. Similarly, a person who does not develop this miserable condition of this world, he is not fully developed.